This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government issues economic reform implementation action plan, sets deadlines from 6 months to 3 years to achieve economic reform targets. Nepali embassy in Thailand rescues and repatriates two Nepalese from Cambodia, urges caution against fraudulent foreign employment offices in Southeast Asia. And European Union calls for respect after U.S. President Donald Trump threatens 50% tariffs. Now the news in detail. The government has issued the Economic Reform Implementation Action Plan based on the recommendations of the High-Level Economic Reform Recommendation Commission. The plan was prepared by an Action Plan Formulation Committee coordinated by Secretary Chudamani Poddal from the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers following a Cabinet decision on the 15th of April. The committee was assigned to translate the former Secretary Rameshwar Prasad Khanal-led Commission's recommendations into a detailed action plan. The action plan outlines sector-wise and ministry-wise reforms, setting implementation deadlines ranging from 6 months to 3 years. Key targets include reducing operational cost in the banking sector and narrowing the interest rate gap between loans and deposits within a year to promote fiscal stability. To curb inflation, the plan proposes reducing government expenditure and lowering indirect tax rates within the same time frame. The plan also introduces a new provision for senior citizen allowances, setting the eligibility age at 70 and requiring a national identity card to claim the benefit. Prime Minister and Chairperson of CPN-UML, KP Sharma Oli, has said UML would remain in the forefront to thwart all sorts of regression and protect citizens' rights. Inaugurating the 10th National General Convention of the National Youth Association yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged all not to dream of the restoration of monarchy and that the system that the Nepali citizens had already abolished would not come back. Moreover, the UML chair reminded his party leaders and cadres to be aware that the UML was being cornered. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Ranadewa and President of Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, Dr. Tanaka Akihiko, held a meeting yesterday. According to the Secretariat of Minister Dr. Rana, during the meeting held at Tokyo-based JICA headquarters, they discussed the issues related to Nepal-Japan bilateral relations and mutual welfare, as well as climate change, natural disasters, and good governance. On the occasion, Foreign Minister Dr. Rana, on behalf of Nepal, thanked JICA for its support for the socio-economic development of Nepal since a very long time. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri, who is in China, held a meeting with the Administrator of the National Forestry and Grassland Administration, NFGA of China, Lui Guo Hong. According to Minister Sai's secretariat, talking about the historic relations between Nepal and China, Minister Sai urged NFGA for collaboration in developing bamboo and rattan products, in establishing forestry-based small and medium-sized enterprises, particularly to enhance processing industries in different parts of the country. As the chair of the 13th Council of the International Bamboo and Rattan Organization, Minister Sahi left for Beijing on the 20th of May to attend the meeting. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, has pledged to establish Nepal as a center for Buddhism and spiritual tourism. Inaugurating the Buddhist International Travel Mart organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Pandey reaffirmed the government's commitment to attracting as many spiritual tourists as possible by establishing Nepal as a center for Buddhist cultural heritage. The Nepali embassy in Thailand has rescued and repatriated two Nepali citizens who had been stranded in Cambodia for an extended period. The rescued individuals, a man and a woman, returned to Nepal yesterday with the embassy's coordination. Issuing a statement, the embassy once again urged all Nepali citizens to go abroad for employment only after securing a labor permit following government guidelines. It has also warned against falling prey to fraudulent job offers in countries such as Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, and Thailand. The embassy has appealed to the media and civil society to help raise awareness and prevent Nepalese from becoming victims of foreign employment scams. The Nagdunga-Naubise Road, one of the major entry points to the Kathmandu Valley, will remain closed for vehicular movements for 4.5 hours daily starting today. The road section will remain shut from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is effective till the 8th of June, according to the officials of the Narangarh-Muglin Road Section Project, Eastern Section. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. The European Union has called for trade discussions with the United States to be rooted in respect rather than threats following U.S. President Donald Trump's warning of a potential 50% tariff on all EU exports to the United States. According to the BBC, European Union Trade Commissioner Maros Sefcovic reaffirmed the bloc's commitment to reaching a fair and balanced agreement, emphasizing that the European Union remains fully engaged in efforts to secure a deal that benefits both sides. He underscored that transatlantic trade is unparalleled and must be based on mutual respect, noting that the European Union was prepared to defend its interest if necessary. The comments came after a call between Sefcovic and U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Earlier on Friday, President Trump expressed frustration with the pace of the ongoing negotiations. He announced that the planned tariff increase would take effect on the 1st of June, declaring that the talks with the European Union were making no progress. He added that the goods manufactured in the U.S. would not be subject to the proposed tariffs. Trump also suggested that while he was not actively seeking a new deal, a significant investment in the U.S. by a European firm could potentially influence a delay in the tariff hike. Now the general weather forecast for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will remain partly cloudy to generally fair across the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of the country, including Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining parts of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Government issues economic reform implementation action plan sets deadlines from 6 months to 3 years to achieve economic reform targets. Nepali embassy in Thailand rescues and repatriates two Nepalese from Cambodia, urges caution against fraudulent foreign employment offers in Southeast Asia. And European Union calls for respect after U.S. President Trump threatens 50% tariffs. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.